El sol brilla, las aves cantan y todo se siente bien en el mundo.
Hasta que cambia la estación y de pronto todo parece más oscuro, con menos vida y pierde su motivación para salir de la cama.
Si lucha contra la depresión, no está solo. De hecho, una de cada cinco personas experimenta algún tipo de depresión y no importa la época del año. Puede afectar su capacidad física o conductual de tener una vida feliz.
En la Fundación de la Asociación Americana de Psiquiatría, entendemos por lo que está pensando y estamos aquí para ayudar. Nuestro objetivo es construir una nación mentalmente saludable para todos, porque usted quiere vivir su mejor vida y ser la mejor versión de usted durante todo el año. Trabajamos día a día para eliminar el estigma, combatir las enfermedades mentales y los trastornos por consumo de sustancias y promover el bienestar mental.
Si usted o un ser querido necesita ayuda, no está solo. Para más información, visite lasaludmental.org.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Perreiler is perreiler. again. It's Doc Anomia, and you're listening to Wound Liquor, and we're dealing with the sentimentality, the pleasure of thrift store perusals, whether it be vinyl, whether it be figurines, whether it be smelly old graphic t-shirts, whether it be books, whether it be weird jars with slices of some sort of ancient fruit floating in them. Yes, I've seen that too. I guess that was a decoration accent from some time ago. I don't remember anybody who had long, tall jars with embalming fluid and pieces of slices of lemon or something floating in there. But really, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you remember that. Maybe you remember that from your grandmama. I don't know. Anyway, speaking of jars, I wanted to tell you something really peculiar that this happened to a friend who is also a thrift store aficionado. And she was telling me that she had seen a goblet metal. I never saw it. So, I mean, this is someone I don't know here in the area. And she bought this goblet. It was very fascinating. It was just very ornate. And again, I'm just recalling what she described it as. I know it was metal. I know it was very ornate and very unusual looking. Anyway, very cheap. I don't know how much she paid for it. I think she said something like, probably a buck, maybe under, I don't remember any longer. But anyway, she took it home, excuse me, and found that she was setting it up with her other tchotchkes on the shelf, that the goblet's drinking indentation, what do you call that, the parabola there, whatever that's called, the space, we'll just call it the drinking space, actually was a false bottom. There was, you know, you could screw it off, and she didn't know that, but I mean, I don't even know how she discovered it, but you could screw that false bottom off, yeah, and, well, strangely, inside that, she said, was a bunch of, like, used Curad bandage strips, little soiled bandage strips. I mean, like a clump of them. And she went, of course, ew, and dumped them out, and you know, cleaned out that vessel, both the false bottom and the true bottom with the Curad bandage strips in them. And placed it back on her shelf. Now, she said it was really very strange thereafter because she kept nicking herself. She would shave her legs and nick herself. She would bump into things and nick herself. And obviously, would get a Band-Aid for this. I don't know, you know, I mean, I don't know, all the time or most of the time or whatever. But, you know, it was just the strangest thing. She just kept getting hurt. Kept getting cut, kept getting, bruises that would bleed. So, hey, this was odd. She never had had anything like this had happened before. And then she was thinking about that goblet that she bought with all the used Curad Band-Aid strips in there, the clump of them. And honestly, I mean, this is just crazy. She said that in a little while, she'd run into used Band-Aids around her apartment. And they weren't hers. She probably, being a a very neat and sanitary human being would throw her used bandages from the injuries she sustained in the garbage, but these little clumps would show up everywhere, okay? And obviously not her. Sometimes it was just a speck of blood, like dried up blood, sometimes with a little bit more. It was the weirdest thing, and she ended up just throwing that goblet away, and it just cleaned that whole business up. Isn't that really bizarre? So you've got to watch when you go shopping in a thrift store, because sometimes these things are cursed. You know, I used to take pictures of baby dolls, very strange, creepy baby dolls. I mean, there's a whole genre devoted to collecting creepy baby dolls, but, you know, really strange, very strange. Anyway, let's continue.
RCT is supported by Attic Records. Located in Millvale, Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases, it's available at 412-821-8484 or at AtticRecordStoreInc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email PR@WRCT.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Couch dancing, funky, deep, psychedelic, electronic music, and act. Couch dancing with DJ Firefly, Wednesday afternoon, 3 to 5 p.m. and re-airing 5 a.m. on Mondays. WRCT Pittsburgh.
Courts in session. Join the Rocket Attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country and soul, with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. and re-airing Sunday nights at 10 p.m. only on WRCT.
As soon as possible, it's a new Jack Anyway.
See me with my mask on. It's a gas.
A gas, gas. Anyway,
it's a new
Jack Anyway. Die is crazy. Die is crazy.
She gave up. at your track. Keeps all the racing magazines and pictures in a nice neat stack. Her mama thinks she's crazy, her husband understands, her boss knows not to complain. If she ain't at work on Monday, you can bet it's due to Sunday rain.
Order something and fall out on the floor. Get drunk. That's right. Get drunk tonight and get out there on the highway and get somebody. You know, we here in California must lead the nation every year in automobile deaths. We're not going to lose our record just because you don't want to drink. Now, drink up. Let's get drunk and throw up in the car. That's what's wrong with America. We've forgotten how to puke. I'm the only performer ever said puke publicly. I said, my agent said, why do you say that? I said, I'm talking to the people that are more potential pukers than anyone else. Drinking people. We'll throw up on somebody if they get in our way. My agent said, well, say regurgitate. I said, man, when you puking, you can't say regurgitate. I haven't heard puke since New Year's. My wife sang it at a party. I said, that's right, baby, that's right. On these people's new rug, embarrass me, you ugly mother.
Welcome to the liquor. Welcome to the liquor.
I own this shoe store. You bet I'm for Wallace.
Sure, Wallace speaks out for what's right.
I'm for Wallace.
If you're wondering why more and more millions of your fellow Americans are turning to Governor Wallace, open a little business of your own someplace and see what might happen. Governor Wallace says,
as president, I will stand up for your local police and firemen in protecting your safety and property.
Paid political announcement by the Wallace campaign.
Tips Hotline, this is Anthrax, Ashcroft.
Mr. Ashcroft, I'd like to report some suspicious activity.
Are you a loyal American trucker, letter carrier, train conductor, ship captain, utility employee, or other?
Sir, I'm a loyal American meter reader other out here on Crystal Meth Road in Elmertown, and I'm getting a big surge of power in a residence out here.
Good tip. If it's an indoor pot factory, we can take it out with a weed-seeking Rocky Max 2, but it could be men of the desert persuasion.
Who?
Arab, son, pumping up the heat to simulate their homeland conditions. Look, tipster, can you take somebody into custody or something?
No, sir. I just read the numbers going around the little windows and...
That's more than they'll let me do. Listen, this conversation is strictly Orange Alert Sub Rosa, and I'm not even talking to you, right?
Anything you say.
I didn't say anything.
Right.
Now get inside and see if they'll offer you one of those little cups of sweet coffee.
Sir, I don't drink coffee.
Then would you wave, please?
Huh?
Look up and wave.
Okay.
Say cheese.
A Limbaugh.
Got it. Now, you'd better leave the area, tipster, so as not to incite any collateral damage. The Immigration Ranger Squat Squad is only minutes away.
Sir, can I get a copy of my picture?
Of course you can. It's all part of Operation TIPS, your volunteer Homeland Terrorism Information and Prevention System. Train now to be the extra legal eyes and ears that the feds need to get up close and personal with neighborhood terrorists. It's toll-free, 1-555-666-TIPS.
Baby, baby, baby.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
All right,
Now, the past 5 minutes presented by Columbia Records, it's on their Ode label, Spirit and Fresh Garbage. It's an album, and it's a great one, too. One that people will be freaking out over for a long time to come here in this area. Well, we've been telling you about the listening post at 5500 Walnut Street in Shadyside, and they're open Monday through Friday from 9 till 9, Saturday from 9 till 6. If you ever want to really enjoy yourself looking around where nobody bothers you, you can stop into the listening post. They have the finest in sound equipment, and if you've ever heard stereo really presented properly, I think you'll agree with me once you stop in and listen that that's the place to go to really hear it. They have sound systems for any size home or apartment or whatever you living at the moment, you know, for your... When you do your thing, you've got the great sound all around you when you leave the listening post. They have AM/FM radios and tape decks and recorders and component systems and a full line of recorded tapes and pre-recorded tapes, including 8 and 4-track and cassettes, reel-to-reel, too. A complete electronic servicing department if you're not getting the most out of your set. They have it there at the listening post. 5500 Walnut Street, Shadyside. Just tell them that you're a friend, a brother love. Some Unstraights in Bethel Park. Karen Schaefer, Jeannie Bradley, Lynn Solomon. Yes. Gary Blythe and Bob Key and Light, which is a group. They really are some out-of-sight people. Also, Anne Stanizzo of Bethel Park is a member of the Unstraight, Raymond. What else do you have there?
I have something here from the Queen of the Unstraight, Patricia, at the sign of the Ouija. I quote, "You're spinning, turning, creating the golden orb about the silver shaft, while straights scratch their hat tree heads and say, it's only noise to me.
Pasuk Moyo Yangu.
Oh, my, my.
Way to go. And let me see what Lena says here. Lena's checked in. Yes, Lena, you are a great artist, and your mind is together. The observer's nodding, so he knows, and thank you for the nice... the nice, kind words that you've said. Let me see, we're rushed for time tonight, so I can't do all I would like to do. I would like to say to Holly that you've got your mind together, Holly. I wouldn't consider myself a plastic were I you. For anyone who realizes that they are what they are has got to be a member of the Unstraight. Jimi Hendrix experience in Castles of Sand. You know, this week is a groovy week at the Psychedilly. As a matter of fact, tonight at the Psychedilly, 657 Broadway in McKees Rocks, they have underground music with the Marshmallow Steam Shovels in concert. And in addition to the freaked out music of the Marshmallow Steam Shovels, they have the strobe lights flashing and flicking and blowing your mind, and colored lights and wild freaky lights to blow your mind. Right, you're really Pasuk Moyo Yangu over there at the Psychedilly Lounge. It's 657 Broadway in McKees Rocks. They have cameras, too. Weird, freaky cameras. Now, every Monday night is Underground Music Night with the Marshmallow Steam Shovels in concert. Tuesday and Wednesday night, the Racket Squad is there to wail for you. On Thursday night, the Groove View, the fantastic Groove View, blows your mind. And then on Friday night, it's the Fabulous Electrons to wail and freak for you. On Saturday night, the Racket Squad is at the Psychedilly Lounge. There's continuous entertainment at the Psychedilly, open from 10 till 2 at 657 Broadway, McKees Rocks. Blow your mind tonight at the Psychedilly Lounge. Thank you.
Pneumia, and we're in the last several minutes of the show. You're listening to DFLT. That is the name of the band, or the duo in this case. And I hope you've enjoyed the show. As always, I enjoy presenting it for and to you. And we've been dealing with thrift stores, namely your stash, my cash. Yeah, collectibles and gigas and tchotchkes and things that used to belong to folks. And whatever happened, you know, ultimately the thrift store wins. Always bet on the thrift store, which is where a lot of our semi-precious treasures will probably end up. And it's not a bad thing, I guess. It can be a solemn, sad thing when you think about something that was intimate and, meaningful to someone at some time. But, you know, the gift moves on, as they say. Anyway, enjoy. Have a great week. I hope to see you again Thursday. Next Thursday at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The students are back at CMU, so there's going to probably be a lot of shows filling the schedules, which is great, and lots of things to listen to on WRCT. All right, folks, I'm going to let DFLT and Bright Night Highway ooze into your brain folds. Enjoy. Be safe. Have a good week.
On our team. You're too slow and fat.
This is weight bias.
Don't you care how you look?
Those with the serious disease called obesity face weight bias every day.
You're not the right fit for this job.
And blame themselves.
I wish I was different.
Weight bias hurts.
Let's stop weight bias.
Be part of the solution.
Go to stopweightbias.com. A public service message from Obesity Action Coalition.